Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We start with the good news that the Rand is continuing to climb, a solid indicator that investors both here and abroad like the noises from the new Government of National Unity. There is still obviously a very long way to go, but from over 18.90 to the dollar a week or so ago, the Rand is up this morning to 18.26. The dollar itself unchanged at 107 to the euro. We're also well up against the euro, 19.59, and sterling, 23.19. And if we stay at these levels, it will definitely have a beneficial effect on inflation and in turn on interest rates. We also have headlines this morning from KUCHA's Eastern Cape Special Economic Zone. Both News 24 and Business Day have stories about it. News 24 reports on growing interest from Chinese investors and companies. A spokesperson for the KUCHA Development Corporation says it has finalized a memorandum of understanding with the China Construction Bank Corporation. This is China's third largest commercial lender. Don't forget, China is currently South Africa's biggest trading partner. The Business Day story says the Special Economic Zone is planning to kickstart a process of installing solar power in four buildings in August. Like the rest of us, this is a bid to go partially off-grid to offset the impact of load shedding on tenants. The target is to install 3.3 megawatts of solar power for the four buildings to complete the pilot project. Project spokesperson Clayton Jacobs says discussions have started around a power purchase agreement, while a service provider and funding have both been secured. Going back to the numbers, more record highs on US markets overnight, with the S&P 500 up 0.8% to hit its 30th record close of the year. The Nasdaq up nearly 1%, the Dow up 0.5%. London's FTSE ended just beneath flat. No JSE yesterday, of course, closed for the holiday, but on Friday evening, the All Share is up 0.9%, the Top 40 up 0.7%. Banking shares leading the way in more market applause for the new government. This morning, Tokyo up just on 0.75%, Hong Kong down 0.1%, Sydney up just under 1%. Gold at 2,324, platinum 978, Bitcoin just over 65,500, Brent crude oil also rising, I'm afraid, now back up to just over $84 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.